Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth. Drama.
All right, welcome to Smooth Drama with your host, Dick Hugger. Tonight, we are going to interview Terrence Anthony, the creator of Orlando's Joint, one of my favorite, I don't know what you want to call it, animated sitcoms. Anyway, stay tuned, and if you want to holler at your brother and me, you can give me a call, 646-929-2037. Once again, call-in number, 646-929-2037. And if you are a little too shy and you don't want to call in, you can always email me, dick@smoothdrama.com. Once again, email address is dick@smoothdrama.com, and I will read your questions, comments, concerns. Or if you happen to be listening to the show, you can go into either the Blog Talk chat room, or if you're just fortunate enough to be watching Smooth Drama TV and you see my face that's made for radio, feel free to post your questions and comments there, and I will read them from there also. And because I want you to stalk me and I want to stalk you, feel free, you want to keep up with us and what we got happening, because we do a little something every now and again. You can text the word Smooth Drama to the number 41411. Once again, you text the word Smooth Drama to the number 41411, and we will definitely get back at you and let you know what's going on. You can keep up with what we got happening. In the meantime, I guess I'll say congratulations to Cam Newton for winning the Heisman. Congratulations. You know, money well spent, Auburn. Money well spent. Oh, also, big shout out to Mike Tyson, Julio Cesar Chavez for headlining the Boxing Hall of Fame. They made the Hall of Fame here. They're voting in. Unfortunately, Sylvester Stallone made it too. I'm not quite understanding why. I mean, they gave it to him for cinematic boxing achievement because he did the movie Rocky. Yeah. I guess if you can get into the Hall of Fame by making a movie, and I know a lot of y'all love that movie, but I'm just not feeling the whole Rocky and the whole you got a statue of Rocky in Philadelphia. I don't understand that. It's a fictional character. I'm just saying. And now Sylvester Stallone is in the Hall of Fame, the Boxing Hall of Fame, because of a fictional character. I'm sorry, it doesn't make sense to me. Anybody who may think, oh, well, you're being a little harsh, and he did. What did he contribute to boxing? He didn't make boxing more popular. He was already watching boxing. That movie didn't make me want to go watch boxing or want to box. I'm sorry. But that's just me. I'm sure there's a whole bunch of people who feel the exact opposite of how I feel, but hey, what can I say? I'm a hater. So I'm hating on Sylvester Stallone and the whole Rocky series, and you can't stop me just because you can't. Anyway, speaking of haters, in Wisconsin, Mark Pryor put up a sign. He's got a he wants to start in a gentleman's club a gentleman's establishment in Abbotsford, Wisconsin. Unfortunately, I don't know if it's unfortunate, Mr. Pryor, no relations to Richard, thankfully, put up a sign posted saying no Negroes allowed. And this, and it ain't even open yet. This is the future store. It's not even open yet, and no Negroes allowed. Now, for me, it's real simple. I'm not one of those that talk about you want to protest. You want to protest, and you're gonna let us in. I don't want to get into your establishment. I'm gonna think that everybody booty gonna stink in there anyway. Second, I think I speak for everybody that he doesn't want inside his establishment when we say fuck you and everything you stand for and everybody who support you and what you stand for. That's it. Mark Pryor, you can't even kiss my ass. You know? I mean, the only thing you can do is kiss an elephant's ass who got diarrhea while it's coming out at that same time. That's how I feel about you. And everybody who supports you and your so-called business. Y'all all some suckers, to say the least. Speaking of suckers, Clarence C.J. Stewart, who co-defendant in the O.J. Simpson case, you know, that 2000 robbery kidnapping where they set O.J. up, he's upset because O.J. won't come forward and clear his name. He's saying that, you know, and these are his words, I was used and abused. I was misled and surprised that he didn't clear my name. He has left a bad shadow over me. First, Mr. Stewart, why in the hell are you hanging around the dumbest black man on earth? Well, it's already established O.J. was the dumbest black man on earth. He got away with the murder of two white people, and he couldn't stay out of the spot. He just had to get his shine, whatever you want to call it. Second, you hanging with this, and then he talked about he going to go get his shit back? He going to steal something? And you going to go hang out with O.J., committing a crime. Think about that shit. OJ say to me, yo, I'm gonna go do anything. I mean, first, I wouldn't have been hanging around. I wouldn't even be in the same establishment with him. And you never know when the bomb gonna go off around this fool or whatnot. I mean, you happen to know that he couldn't do nothing, and if you with him, your ass is going down if anything went down with him. Just saying. So now you're surprised he's not coming forward to try to get you free? Shit, he trying to get himself free. Not that it's ever going to happen. OJ's going to die in jail. And it's all his fault. And it's your fault for even hanging around his dumb ass. I don't understand. Why he be hanging around this dude? And then when he's openly talking about committing some crime, you want to hang around too? You gonna go with your road dog, OJ? Shit, man. I don't understand. Woo! Not making any sense to me. But, hey, what can you say? Oh. Also, for those of you who are interested, Milli Vanilli, well, one of the singers from Milli Vanilli is back. Not that he actually did the singing, but if you want to see some lip syncing, 2010, the singer for Milli Vanilli is back. Yeah, I'm checking for him too. Also, Nelly is blaming his record company for lack of sales. I guess he's not selling the way he thought he would coming out with his album. I mean, one, the fact that he actually had the nerve to mess up the fight, you know, the Pacquiao fight last month, when he did his concert before the fight. You know, that right there meant you wasn't going to make no, well, that and the fact that you just a whack rapper anyway, and you can only do that bullshit that you do before people get tired of you. They on to the new bullshit artists. Come on now, you know how the game go. Whack rappers, whack artists are a dime a dozen. Folks look at you. Oh, Nelly is so cute. Oh, I can drop down and get my ego on. And that's it. So, don't have to worry about the lack of sales, you know, because the record company, it's just because you're whack. That's it. And you ain't the flavor of the month no more. On that note, we're going to go into our first song before we get Mr. Anthony on the phone here. This is my boy's House of M, 88.
Cash moving right now like it's 88. Straight dancing through this game like it's 88. No guns on your waist like it's 88. We finna make a move now like it's 88.
That hardcore murder shit, the further I get, they wanna front like they never even heard of the kid. Every word got a spit while I serve them a dish. Every little bit is hurting them, I'm up in this bitch. Work the angles while you jerks work to get tangled. Do a nice little shuffle like you work through the bangles. Had them pass out before I got to the thank you. Watch for the trap after shoes and ankles. The industry is fake, just to see where it takes you. Telling lies to the vision, capitalizing off prison. I'm a murder to the beat, so I rock with the rhythm. I'm a rock for our children, cause knowledge is a must. They never come around, cause they high off the dust. And the tension is so thick, they wonder why they don't bust. The street is be watching, that's when the DZ's dropping. You feeling hopeless like these ain't options. You can take everything, but we ain't stopping. You can quote me on that, that's a natural fact. Matter of fact, with the love, I'ma motivate with that. And them suckers I played out, want beats like they ate out. Nah, they just playing, just eat your potatoes. I'ma grind for a minute, add meat to the flavor. That's when the DJ add heat to the fader. Took you a nice meal, just meet at the table. These rappers are ass, how they run to the stable. There's a new way of thinking, don't eat what they gave you. Put the clamps on the track, cut the beat with the razor. Circulate it around, make ace out of pound. The DA shaking us down, hating the sound. 88 like cardboard, lay on the ground and take over. A good look like a makeover. On my shoulder, I hate these fake soldiers. Dana just done it again. I'ma run with the pin. It's only natural I'm the one that wins. And the style that I hit, I'ma flip right on ya. Viagra with the flow, cause it gets up on ya. The cat's not ready for next. Rockin' fuel in the tech. Waste no time, just place y'all bets. Architect of the vets, getting live in the deck. Play my jams in stereo, we live in the set. And my shit's been a bang from here. I'ma stay sincere. Let's just make one thing clear. These been a raisin pot. I was raised on blocks where the cops had the crookedest shot. Check it out now, we right now like it's 88. You can't get in the place like it's 88. No gun on the waist like it's 88. One for a smooth laid out like it's 88. My aim is deep, a soundtrack that's made for the streets. The alarm is ringing, wake them out of their sleep. I'm on to the beat, every day like onto my feet. My arsenal with the sound wave that's out of the cheek. Hard with the speech because I'm hard with the teeth. You'll remind me of 7 days cause all of your week. Arrest haven for home. See, I'm rest craving with flows. You fucking with me? Well, the answer is no. That first shot adrenaline, hot shots from sending them, heart knocks from giving them. Them cats, I'm not feeling them. Truth be told, the routine not get sold. In Milwaukee, I'm against my goals. I don't care what they say, get them out of my way. My brainstorm hurricane blew them out of my way. My Katrina way of thinking had them drowned for days. Now, what y'all got to say? We keep it moving right now like it's 88. Keep that shit on banging like it's 88. One cross move, get it moved like 88. Yeah, right now cause it's 88.
Yeah, where you at?
Joseph M. 88. Okay. Latest mixtape. It's hot. Anyway, now we're going to get my main man, Terrence Anthony, on here so we can talk about Orlando's joint.
Hello.
Mr. Anthony, welcome to Smooth Drama. How you doing today?
I'm good, Mr. Hugger. How are you doing?
I'm good. First, I got to say, I love Orlando Joint. Been following you since season one. Actually, I voted for you in the online animation category on Best Online Animated Series last year. So, if you got a few votes, I was one of them. I got to ask you, though, man. What you got against Gary Coleman, man?
Man, nothing, you know, nothing. It's just it's a pretty random thing, actually, because one thing about that was I wrote and recorded those episodes last year.
Okay.
And that was before he met with his
untimely demise. Yeah.
Yes. And so it was like, after it happened, I was like, oh shit, is this going to still work now? Man, I wonder what I should do.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think after time passed, I looked at it again and was like, no, it actually, you know, for the story, I think it works a little better now that he's gone too.
Yeah, I mean, because basically that was the inspiration, because you already have a character that's dead that's talking to you anyway, so it kind of fits the story.
Yeah, in a, you know, crazy warped way that most of the stuff is that happens into the cartoon there.
All right, so tell me, what inspired you to create Orlando's Joint in the first place?
The main thing was just wanting to put something out there that I had, you know, creative control over, that I didn't have to worry about anybody else censoring me.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, looking at when online series started hitting, thinking, oh, this is something that's affordable to do, that you can really put out something that is your own vision.
Right.
And not have to worry about, you know, holding back and thinking about, is this going to sell? Is the network going to pick this up?
Right.
You know, what is mainstream America going to think about this? And, you know, after looking at a lot of stuff, it was like, I'm still like, man, it's still pretty white out there, you know. Even though the World Wide Web and the internet were, you know, something that a lot of people had access to, and a lot of different people were doing things on, it still didn't see a lot of diversity when I started. So
right. I was gonna say I love what you've done, and especially I love the sitcom format that you have, where it's just one after the other, and they all connect with the others. I mean, I appreciate that. It's like a true series, like watching TV, and I commend you for that. I'm glued to my monitor, waiting on your email.
Right. Yeah, I mean, I definitely wanted to do something that wasn't just, you know, a bunch of pot jokes.
Yeah. Now, well, it's definitely not that. Now, talk about your characters. You know, you got Orlando, you got Ponzi, you got Magda, you got the cousin Summer, you got Bumpy the Dead Man, who's a bug. You know.
You do watch the show. Wow, you weren't lying.
Yeah, a little bit. I'm not faking.
All right. Good to hear. Glad I came on, even though you bumped me on Tuesday for your name.
I knew you
glad I hung in there, and then I made it to this episode. I'm glad I did it.
Hey, you come on every episode, man.
Thanks, appreciate it. But the characters are, you've got Orlando, the main guy, who's a pothead.
Just a little bit.
Just a little bit, you know. But I was, when I was thinking about doing the show, I wanted to set it, you know, in the hood. I wanted to set it. It's sort of, you know, it's based around Crenshaw area of L.A., you know, roughly. And I wanted to sort of get a good mix of characters that, you know, were still true to the folks you may meet around there. And with Orlando, you know, you've got a young cat who's got a, he's a little out of it sometimes, obviously, but his heart is in the right place. And I think we wanted to create someone who we root for, even though he doesn't make all the smartest decisions all the time.
Right.
And, it's a comedy, and I'm into story. I'm into something that's more than just jokes. So I wanted to be this guy who, it's going to be a challenge for him. You know, he has to run this business through circumstances. He has to, you know, he inherits the coffee shop he works at. So suddenly he has to run this business, and him and his crazy homies just got to, you know, figure stuff out as they go along.
The Northridge Drive 40 Deuce Mafia.
Yep. On his crew. that's Ponzi. He's a wannabe gangster. And, his dirty little secret is he's actually, like, you know, a middle-class kid who grew up, you know, pretty well off, but he doesn't want nobody to know that. He thinks he's all street and tough, but, you know, he definitely is not. And, anybody who lives in L.A. and knows sort of, you know, Baldwin Hills knows Northridge Drive is definitely not the hood. So
right.
It's kind of a little inside joke there where anybody who drives down Northridge Drive isn't going to be scared for their lives, and no 40 Deuce Mafia is going to be hanging on the corner there. But that's Ponzi and his crew.
Yeah. Yeah, he's sensitive.
Yeah, and they got some rough times coming up in the new episode here and everything too. So watch out.
Yeah, I know that there's a little strike going on. So people can know where you're at. Tell people where they can find Orlando's joint.
They can watch all the episodes on orlandosjoint.com. That's one word. OrlandosJoints.com, or if you go to blips.tv and just search Orlando's Joint on there, you'll be able to find it.
All right. So now, name some of your creative influences that spurred you on to want to do this type of thing, like when you look up, who inspired you creatively?
Way back in the day, you know, Spike Lee was a big influence. I think when he was doing his thing, that was something where it was like, man, I got to get there. because he was a dude who did his own thing, didn't pull punches, and got his message out in a creative way.
Yeah, I saw you took that literally because you got black people up on the wall.
Oh, yeah. Up there. Definitely definitely inspired by that that pizza joint there.
Picture of Bumpy right there. That's what I'm talking about.
That's it. Bumpy would have hung, definitely. And actually, South Park was also a big inspiration when that came out, because that was sort of, you know, you look at that cartoon and you think, I could do a cartoon like that, you know. I mean, I'm not the greatest artist in the world, and I'm not an animator, definitely, as you will be able to tell once you watch the episode. But they were able to do something that's real, you know, kind of edge and real in your face, and able to get away with a lot of stuff because it was just this crappy looking cartoon, you know.
Well, I don't necessarily look at it as a crappy looking cartoon. I mean, I look at it like, you know, it's animation. It does what it does, and you know, the story is what compels me. I mean, you can have the greatest art, and the story is booty. It doesn't really matter.
Uh huh. True. That's true. And I mean, I was counting on that because, you know, I mean, I'm a writer. That's what I consider myself. Don't consider myself, you know, an animator. I'd much rather get to a point where, you know, I have a bunch of little kids in a factory doing the animation for me or something.
In the United States, right?
That's my dream, yeah, one day.
All right. Well, I was going to say that I know anybody who's ever watched it, Orlando starts his day smoking a joint. Well, he's always taking a pull, so I'm assuming that you're for legalization.
Oh, no, I don't know anything about that.
All right.
I use my imagination, you know.
Yeah, I got you. So tell us, you know, well, tell me, because I want to know what's coming up for Orlando's joint with the new mega corporation coming on the scene. What you got in store for Orlando and his crew?
Yeah, a lot of strife coming up. This second season, you know, I decided that was going to be sort of the story arc of the season, is this Coffee Mart Corporation, which is, you know, kind of like a Starbucks / Walmart style big box coffee shop that's going to be opening down the block from their little coffee joint. So throughout the season, they're going to be dealing with, you know, what they're going to do, how, you know, what's going to happen when this big coffee shop moves into town, and they have to, you know, how are they going to compete against it in their own whacked out ways. So there'll be, you know, some of the episodes won't be directly about it, but it'll always be kind of in the background for the next 6 or 7 episodes.
Right. Well, hey, it'd be in the backdrop, and I mean, of course, I'm sure Orlando got a master plan somehow.
if you can remember it.
Yeah.
You remember what the plan is.
Or at least his cousin Summer will,
yeah,
kind of, as she put herself on the payroll and make it happen by saving Orlando.
Exactly. Yeah, she's the brains behind the operation, really.
Right. So, well, tell us one more time. Tell the people where they can find Orlando's joint, and if y'all want to stalk Mr. Anthony here, tell them your personal address. Go ahead.
Yeah. I'm always ready for stalkers. That's, you know, on Twitter, it's Mad Joint, MADJOINT. I always welcome new stalkers to start following me on Twitter. And the website is orlandosjoint.com. The get all the info. You can see all the episodes, find a link to the Facebook page, all that World Wide Web stuff.
Right. All right. Well, I want to thank you, Mr. Anthony, for coming on the show.
I'm just glad I made it on tonight. I was like, man, I'm going to get a call again. He's going to be like,
Never, ever.
I booked Michael Vick tonight.
Michael Vick's in a little trouble, you know. He's still, I was reading a story where every bit of money that he gets, it's still going to debtors. They're going to chew him out for the rest of his life behind them dogs. So
I don't know how you can have that much money and mess up that bad.
Well, you know what it was? He killed dogs. See, if he had done like Dante Stallworth and Leonard Little and killed people, he wouldn't even went to jail. They went to jail for about 20 days apiece, but he, dogs and humans are two totally different things, I guess.
Yeah, you got to sympathize. Everybody sympathizes with the dogs, you know?
Yeah, nobody sympathizes with the humans, but sympathize with the dogs.
That's right. They get on your nerves, those people.
All right, well, I want to say, man, thank you for coming on the show. And also, you know, for real, your show is definitely one of the bright spots, and keep on doing what you're doing.
Thank you. Thank you for watching, and thank you for enjoying it. That's why I do it, man. It's great.
All right, well, you know, when they make the movie, man, you know, I'm down.
All right, you can get a guest voice spot.
I just want to walk across the street. That's all. I just let me walk across the street. I was in Orlando.
Right.
The movie.
It was an extra. You know, that's right. Perfect.
I walk across the street. Look at me.
That's a deal.
All right, man. Hey, and anytime you got anything happening, feel free. Come on, and we talk about it. Just let me know.
All right. Sounds good. Good to show, man.
All right. Thank you very much.
Take care.
Peace. All right. That was Terrence Anthony, creator of Orlando's Joint. Seriously, y'all, it's a funny animated series. You should definitely check it out. Every time I watch an episode, I just laugh. I mean, the ensemble characters, the originality. I mean, it's a fresh take. And for those people who are always saying, well, you know, there's nothing on TV, there's nothing that we can watch, blah, blah, blah. Oh, y'all have the internet. I know a lot of you are like, nah, I'm not going to be sitting at my computer, whatnot. But they're all alternatives on the net. Some of them are very viable alternatives that you can watch and you'll see that you'll enjoy. And Orlando's Joint just happens to be one of them. All right. On that note, we're going to take another song break. This is DC the Truth. And like my man was talking about, you know, he's trying to bring some diversity to the animated world. He wasn't talking about it. He was being about it. This is DC's truth. Be about it.
I'm going to show these people what you want them to see. I'm going to show them a world without you. I came here to tell you how it's going to begin. A world without rules and controls, without borders or boundaries. A world where anything is possible. I know the future.
What? body stand broken in game. It's time to G off with the heat off with the dopeness. I've awoken and came, broke through the plane. How many labels looking to grip? Seek the truth, contract illegally slip. See what I get, no one gonna leave me alone. Ill hip hop, the masses could beat in your dome. The streets in the zone, bumping from the whip to the stage. Addicted, got my pen flowing, mics amidst in the place. Pitching the phrase, the money I was fine with the lint. 211 ramen noodle stomach grinding on grits. Mind in a mix, do it for the love and the life. Coming up strife, jacking beats above what I like. Rugged and tight, how the fuck you passing me by? Passive and shy, egotistical, you ask me I'm fine. Back in my prime, penmanship to capture the shine. Blessing 16 consecutive, you blasting on 9.
I'm going to show these people what you want them to see. I'm going to show them the world. Without rules and controls, without borders or boundaries, a world where anything is possible. I know the future, know the future, know the future.
How many more fuckers think they're getting it in? Spitting the wind, only getting props from bitches and kids. I'm ripping it big, looking up to make it and laugh. Taking it back to the dirtiness, you taking a bath. Papers and stacks on the shit you only see in a movie. Greedy and truly, could give a fuck to see me and sue me. Leave me and lose me, still grimy making my tracks. Drapes in the crap, being fat with leaves, grapes in the grass. Awakening black, bomb atomically like INS. I am stressed, don't got a job, my music dying to death. Rivals and checks, recession got me hungry and broke. Jump through the smoke, taking money, buy some crumpets and coke. Bump it and hope that I can make it last for a year. Master my fear, steady banging whips, hijacking your ear. Massive in here, to force me off the mic with a tech. Striking the rep, the music miracles and fight to the death.
I'm going to show these people what you want them to see. I'm going to show them the world without you. I can't even tell them how it's going to begin. A world without rules and controls, without borders or boundaries. A world where anything is possible. I know the future. Know the future. Know the future.
All bullshit aside, the money scared me to death. Don't want no paparazzi hounding me in there with my breath. Flaring my step, I like the grimy shit that you hate. Spit you and take, dubbing vocals from a bitch that you rape. Witness it great, dusty vinyl stays in the mix. Raising my hits to underground, sound that came with it quick. Raise me and lift, my focus on the beats and the words. Streets and the verbs, my sound travels, streets and it curves. Speakers and nerves, I pride myself, you know that I'm dope. Closing my throat, spitting cough, so it frozen in quotes. Shows in the hopes, I get to let you hear that I'm real. Feel that I feel, want to speak and bang and steal to your kill. Steal me a meal, I'm fucking hungry, place will get cracked. Safety on caps, if I got a ride, I'm making it laugh. Breaking the rap, showing love for the graph in the cuts. Laughing at lust, trying to group me up in back of the bus.
I'm going to show these people what you want them to see. I'm going to show them the world without me. I can't even tell them how it's going to begin. A world without rules and controls, without borders or boundaries. A world where anything is possible. I know the future. Know the future. Know the future.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama. That was DC the Truth. Be about it. Don't talk about it. Be about it. Speaking of being about it, y'all know I like to talk about what makes sense and what don't make sense. And, you know, there's a little story I was reading about the woman, Linda Frias, out of Tyler, Texas, who was upset because people were constantly breaking in on her property and whatnot. And so what she wanted to do was get some bear traps and set them around her area. You know, she was in a trailer or whatnot, and they were saying that that's against the law. She was saying that there's prowlers that just kept going around her property, and she saw a dude right out front of her front yard, and so, she was scared, and then the following night they returned, but there's no recourse for her. And she was like, I should be able to set the bear traps. That way, hey, if you're trespassing on her property, on her land, whatnot, you step on the bear trap, that's your ass. I think that's kind of cool. Because honestly, why are you on her property in the first place? If you step on the bear trap, you in her property, hey, that's the price you pay. You lose an ankle or half your leg or whatnot. That's just what it is. Stay off her property. It's her property. Now, I'm curious, do people think that's something that should be against the law? I mean, right now it's against the law, but really should it be? Should I not have the right to put bear traps in my yard just in case intruders want to come into my yard? I mean, I think that if people know that there are bear traps in your yard, it'll probably discourage folks from trying to break into your shit. I know it would discourage me. Like, yeah, you're a criminal, and you're like, oh, yeah, you want to rob someplace, but I hear that lady got bear traps in her yard. Already, you got dudes that's like, well, we can't mess with that house, dog. They got bear traps. I ain't trying to lose my leg. Boom. Crime prevented. That makes sense to y'all? Made sense to me. But maybe some people ain't feeling that because they feel it's inhumane. I don't really feel for the humanity of the people that's trying to break into my shit, though. And I'm going to guess anybody who's ever been robbed, I've actually been robbed, don't feel, that blame society. I don't blame society. I blame that person that robbed me. That's kind of who the blame is. Society had nothing to do with it. You talk all that society and how society has shaped them and made them a criminal. No. Not everybody in the hood is a damn criminal and don't have to be. Are you robbing poor folks? Just saying. Another situation. There's a priest in the Houston area who had to take a leave of absence from his parish after he was arrested at an adult video store a few miles away from his church. Now, I guess what happened, he was in a private viewing booth area at a big city adult bookstore. An undercover officer approached and exchanged a nod with him. And I guess what happens is the priest opened up the door for the undercover officer. And once the undercover officer came in, the officer said he whipped his junk out and started masturbating for the undercover officer. What was the crime committed? I mean, he's a grown man. It didn't matter whether he was a priest or not. He was a grown man. If he wanted to watch a porn or two, that's him. I didn't understand why he'd be, because wouldn't that be entrapment? Because I didn't know that pulling out your junk in a private viewing booth was against the law. I mean, and it's kind of in an entrapment type deal, because she searched him out. He didn't search her out. So it's like the police are trolling to arrest folks. I mean, they're like real criminals out there. A guy in a private booth by himself, not bothering anybody. I know there are some people that are like, well, he's a priest. I'm like, well, he's a priest that's in a private booth by himself, not a priest attacking little boys in the church. I mean, y'all don't see the difference? To me, there's a huge difference between a guy attacking little kids, molesting kids, and somebody who's watching porn on his own. Maybe some folks disagree. I don't see the problem. I see the problem as the officer pulling the guy over. I mean, I know there are some people who say that morally there's the issue once again, because they'll point to the priest. But I mean, morally, is that guy wrong for going to the adult bookstore to watch porn? And if somebody comes on to him assuming, I mean, because kind of had the right to assume that somebody flirting with him kind of wanted to get with him. It's kind of the assumption that people get. You're in an adult bookstore or whatnot. You're in the viewing booth. Somebody comes by, winks at you, and staring at you, whatnot. You're kind of under the assumption that they want to hook up with you. That's the assumption that's made. The human assumption. I know we ain't supposed to be human, whatnot, but that's the human assumption that I got. And I'm going to guess there are a lot of other humans out there that may get that same assumption. Hell. But hey, well, who am I to say? You know, what gives me the right to say on them type things? I think that it was wrong for him to get arrested. And if you think that he was wrongly arrested or rightly arrested, I'd like to hear from you. You can give me a call, 646-929-2037. Once again, 646-929-2037. Or email me, dick@smoothdrama.com. I'd like to hear your thoughts on that issue, as well as the bear trap issue. I'm curious what people think about that. You think you have the right, it's your personal right to conduct yourself and to protect your property. You know, just curious. I mean, for example, that guy down in Atlanta, you know, the one that's on the billboards, that's a multimillionaire bragging with his S-curl wig, Eddie Long. He, of course, y'all know the story. I'm not going to go into it again because it makes me sick to think about it. You know, but he's been in the news, y'all know, and he's talked about fighting the charges, not whether I'm innocent or guilty, just fighting the charges. And so instead of having the public trial, my man has agreed to mediation to avoid the public trial. Now, you know, far be it for me to judge anybody or whatnot, but, you know, for a man who's accused of molesting young men that he was in charge of mentoring, you think that if you didn't do it, you'd be screaming loud from the pulpit and anywhere else you can scream from, I ain't do this shit. Fuck all y'all. I mean, that's what I would say. If I didn't do it, you best believe it'd be coming out my mouth I'd be screaming it in my sleep, you know, because that's some repugnant shit. I mean, but he's going to go through mediation, and it's going to be a private affair, meaning what's going to end up happening, he's going to keep all his money, he's going to do a settlement so that he can, you know, keep his millions. He's going to do little settlements, and he's going to pay off the people who are accusing him. And he's, like a lot of these fucking criminals, going to get off and not spend any jail time. I mean, because to me, these dudes need to be going to jail. Jail, 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 jail. But they don't, for some strange reason. And folks, of course, support them. I mean, like, they put a billboard up for this man down in Atlanta. And they had this dude on the cover of a magazine. It's like you don't want to say, and I know people, oh, the church, and you put the quote-unquote black eye on the church, whatever you want to call it. But, hey, you got to call it how it is. A chicken is a chicken is a chicken. And a molester is a molester is a molester is a molester. He committed a crime. And he got an S-curl wig. That should be enough right there. But, oh well. On that note, I'm going to take a brief commercial song break. My main man, Black Steel, my co-host, been telling me, you know, I should check out the J Electronica. So I did. I got a J Electronica song here. Live it. We gonna try to live it.
Mr. President, have you seen FEMA? Have you seen the Lord Knight's War post Katrina? Niggas suffering trying to find something tangible. The MPs are treating all the youth like animals. Then wonder why the cops getting rocked like Mosley. Why niggas on the TV in the spot like Cozy? Now Houston got a problem, Atlanta got a problem, Dallas, Alabama, and Miami got a problem. Niggas wildin' out, living free, yelling sovereign. 38 revolving, crack rock brawling. Tats on their face that say Uptown New Orleans. Blasting on sight, fuck fight, fuck arguing. Meanwhile, boatloads of cash go to Israel. Soldiers in Iraq pray to God for a miracle. Sam Cooke said that change was coming. If not, you could bet your ass change is coming. Change is coming. Change is coming.
It's like smooth drama, drama, drama.
Yes, sir.
It's like smooth drama, drama, drama.
Yes, sir.
It's like smooth drama, drama, drama.
Yes, sir.
This smooth drama, drama, drama.
Yes, sir. Listen here, man. It's your boy, Cam Wee. I'm just acting a fool, acting a fool, acting a fool. With my man, DH. Y'all know him as. And Butter Butter Pecan. Yes, sir. Chosen.
All right. Welcome back to Smooth Drama. That was J Electronica, Live It. And my main man, Cam Wee, with the shout-out, even though I keep waiting on him to say my name in the shout-out, but he never does. I guess people just got a problem with saying Dick Hugger, even though it means F the N-word. I keep saying it over and over again. It kind of ruins the mood. Because folks think like it's one thing, and then when I say it, it's conscious and it means something, and then all of a sudden nobody want to talk no more. Because I guess people just love the N-word, and I kind of don't, never have, never will, just can't do it. Just got a passion for hating on the N-word, sort of like Haiti. I know I've been talking up Haiti. And a lot of people don't talk up Haiti. I mean, the fact that they have the cholera outbreak, you know, that's been out there. Now they had their election, and unfortunately their election, there's quote unquote distraction, because it supposedly that's gonna take away from the cholera, because they have two candidates. One, Michael Sweet Mickey Martelli, who was left off of the runoff, and it was announced that, and you know, he was the one that was the pick of the people, where the guys who are the pick of the establishment, i.e. the colonial powers that keep Haiti from recovering as a nation, Merlin Manigat and Jude Celestine, who are, and Jude Celestine being President Rene Préval's pick. The pick of the people came in third. The pick of the powers that be came in first and second. Yeah, I mean, people don't think that it's wrong that folks don't get to determine. And this is a problem that it seems to be like a worldwide problem. People don't get to pick who they want to lead them, to help them. I mean, the common man gets no help. And it's one of those things that it was illustrated here in the United States when George Bush beat Al Gore, even though Al Gore had more votes than him. And it was no problem to the people here. I mean, because I guess just having your vote taken away from you and not being able to pick between the lesser of two evils, because they were both the same to me. But that's just me. But the fact that you have two candidates that people don't like, and you take that, and now we have the president now that you supposedly like, but the nation is more divided than ever, and it's mirroring itself all over the world. I mean, the Ivory Coast has the same thing. They have two presidents who were voted for and elected. And it just seems to be one of those things that people take their freedoms for granted and don't understand that if you don't stand for something, you'll fall for anything. And this is another one of those things. Hell, we talk about that, but nobody talks about the fact that there's the zonulite that's in all the old buildings and the old schools that's been causing cancer forever and a day. Is that important? Maybe, maybe not. But that's not something that we want to focus on. We never want to focus on what's important. We'd rather focus on whether or not Lil Kim is the Black Barbie over Nicki Minaj. Because I guess that's more important than your house or your apartment complex giving you cancer. Anyway, on that note, I want to thank I want to thank Terrence Anthony, the creator of Orlando's Joint, for coming on the show. I want to thank you, the listener, for listening. Because obviously, not for you, I'd be talking to myself. And I want to say, that's it. Dick Hugger, Smooth Drama, we out.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
together you got smooth drummer.